I think the best way to introduce you to Selena Kozgei is to play you a condensed version of the last quarter mile of the 2009 Boston Marathon.
Kara just lost the lead. Amazing.
The big story was Kara Goucher from Oregon. The last time an American won Boston was 1985. Goucher entered the stretch drive shoulder to shoulder with last year's winner, an Ethiopian named Dire Tune. Everyone was focused on those two.
Dire Tune looking brilliant at this point, our defending champion from Ethiopia in the front. But Kara's coming back! Kara's coming back!
But chugging away a step or two behind was a dark, thin woman who just refused to go away.
Here comes Kozgei!
Oh my gosh! Now it's Kozgei!
Selena Kozgei, the winner of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, Tune's gone. Tune collapses at the finish.
The closest finish in women's Boston Marathon history.
In a race that took more than 2.5 hours, the margin of victory was less than a second. A few weeks later, I traveled to Western Kenya to meet Selena Kozgei. That's the way you pronounce it. It turns out she's made a career of coming from behind. For years, she raced internationally as a sprinter. When she started slowing down, she switched to the 10,000 meters, but she struggled. So in her late 20s, she tried the marathon for the first time. Now she's 32. This was her first really big win.
So you know the image of there's a rainbow and there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Yeah.
Well, you found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That must change your life.
Yeah, it changed. It was 1 second, but it changed my life. I feel like I'm somebody else, different.
Different and not so different.
We are going to a place where, when it is raining, we normally train there.
The worst thing a runner can do is break routine, so an hour after I got there, we went for a run. I mean, Selena went for a run. I rode alongside her in the car and asked questions.
I mean, do you get up in the morning saying, I can't wait to go out for my run today, or is it something you have to do?
It's something you have to do because it is a job. You have to do it every day.
Actually, she trains 3 times a day, 3 days a week, and twice the other 4 days. Sometimes long runs, sometimes weight training, sometimes speed work. All for just 2 marathons a year. That's as many as her body can handle.
Do you love this?
Yeah, I love this.
When you train, are you in pain?
Yeah, of course. You have to be in pain.
No pain, no gain, they say.
Yeah, no pain, no gain. It's normal.
Here it's normal. This part of Kenya is thick with runners, Olympic medalists, world record holders. You can see them on the red dirt roads, running together in packs. The climate here is perfect for running, and so is the altitude, about 8,000 feet. And there are training camps now, some owned by foreigners, where runners can focus on getting better. But if you spend time here, you find that the real secret to the Kenyan success is that they work so hard and they want it so much. Selena Kozgei grew up in a mud hut, the 10th child of a family of subsistence farmers. There was no plumbing or electricity. She got her first shoes at age 14. She knew early on that running was a way to lift herself up. Around here, the nicest houses, the biggest cars, all belong to runners.
You know, when you talk to American runners, it's about the psychology of it. It's about overcoming the difficulties. It's not about money.
But it is the same with them because they also go for money. If they don't win, they are not saying it's fun. It's something difficult. You have to work for it. Running a marathon is not running for fun. You have to be running for money.
You or I have to pay to enter a marathon. Because Selena is an elite runner, race organizers pay her an appearance fee, provided she finishes under a certain time. In Boston, her fee was $30,000. Adidas, her sponsor, pays her $30,000 a year to wear their clothes when she races. So just by doing okay, Selena can make a decent living. The big money comes when she wins. When she won Boston, she got $200,000 in prize money and bonuses. That's a big payday in a country where the average income is less than $400 a year. But Selena knows it won't last forever. She figures she's got 3 or 4 more years of running left, so she's careful about her spending. Instead of buying a trampoline, she runs in place on this old truck tire. She keeps cows and chickens to cut down on food costs. She eats what she's always eaten, cornmeal mush with small portions of meat and vegetables. She drives a second-hand Toyota RAV4 that she bought from another Boston Marathon champ. And she's holding on to her $300 a month job with the provincial prison system. She used to be a guard. Now she works in the personnel office when she's not training, which is pretty rare. Her boss, Julius Adero, says he's happy to cut her some slack. Almost all Kenyan runners have government jobs.
We are aware of what athletics has done to our country. It has put our country in the map. And it's government policy to support such international athletes to the hilt.
Selena has become something of a celebrity in Kenya. There was a parade for her when she got back from Boston. Her picture was in all the papers. Everywhere she goes, people congratulate her. But when I got there, she still hadn't been home to see her mother.
Home.
So she and her husband, Barnabas Kinyor, a former world-class hurdler, drove out for a quick visit. The farm is miles from anywhere, in a rolling green patchwork of cornfields and gardens. When we arrived, we found that Selena's mother and sisters and cousins had made a huge meal for us. Selena paid for this house about 10 years ago. It's made of rough wooden boards with a tin roof. She's offered to build a better one, but her mom says she's fine with what she's got. She's just happy Selena's doing well. When we finished eating, the whole extended family gathered in the dirt yard to sing us a song of welcome. Marathons are brutal on the body and on family life. Selena's got two kids, aged 9 and 13. They live 3 hours from where she trains. So does her husband. She hardly sees them. When she quits, she says she might just go back to her job at the prison. That way the family could live together. But what she'd really like to do is open a camp for aspiring young runners to help them do what she did. Money is great, she says, but in the long run, she'd rather make history. Yeah.